You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes. I swallow my pride, I know we tried and tried, but let's move on. I follow that treasure map, the fool's gold, and found your charm. Now our next marks a spot on my brain. We fight and cuss and bite and cuss the same. I think we rushed a bit, there ain't no love in it. We're self-centered, self-medicating ourselves. Say you love me, but you self-deprecating out loud. How about you go and find some help? And it can't be me. I ain't gonna pick up when it's 3:30 and slip out your room when it's 6:05 and then feel sick for the rest of the day.
Okay, I get it, you're right.
Catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make. Why you always acting like a fool? You don't make me feel so brand new. Every time I catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make sense to
it's
me.
It's weird, I go from vices to vice, and the when now got a rap on the vice. She don't believe me, she wanna be right. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm high. I kick the habit gon' fight back, but it's like that, she won't believe all of the stories I lied through my teeth. Still, I'm ignoring the signs of defeat. I ain't shit, no MCM. I get bent, or I just spend more. I can't be your MCM. I'm on 9 all day, I'm right on any 10, baby. I spend my last on 10. She gon' kill my eyes, I swear. So she blowin' up myself, talking about
okay, I get it, you're right.
Catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make. Why you always acting like a fool? You don't make me feel so brand new. Every time I catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make sense to
me. I've been chain smoking and token scraping for 50s and 100s. Never had the face to sell it, but I got the brains to buy it. And I never been a pretty quiet, but I'll never be a motherfucking liar. Breeding all the hate and desire, I stay clear of you and get higher. Listen, these boys are bottom feeders, ain't never what they seem, and they're overrun with greed. And I know I'm just getting sick of all this masculine bullshit. Your shtick is just to get lit. Got me wanting to hit the kill switch, but yeah, okay.
I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving, goodbye, goodbye. Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving, goodbye, goodbye.
Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving, goodbye, goodbye. Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving, goodbye, goodbye.
That is Emoogi with Why You Always Acting Like a Fool, featuring Church and AP, and we have got Emoogi, aka Yuri and Carl, in the studio. Morena.
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 How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm kind of waking up, but I've got a coffee here, and it's going to help me, so
yes,
I'm good. Yeah.
That is.
How are you, Yuri?
I woke up at 5 for some reason, which is very not
ready
on brand
to go
for me.
So, yeah. Yeah, you texted me, and you're like, I've been up for a couple hours. I was like, what?
I've been up for days. No, not really.
You guys must be cruising on some adrenaline, though, because you have just put out a fantastic new EP called Dragon Fruit.
Oh, thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
Good. It feels kind of like a weight off our shoulders.
Feels
like a weight off our shoulders. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, we kind of sat on these tracks for a while, so I'm glad that it's out there and people are listening to it. And we've had lots of great feedback. Like, everyone's been really nice on social media and whatnot. So
awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, so some of these songs, we were just talking off air about that particular track with Church and AP. You've written for like quite a while now and not released, not all of them. What was the deal with the Church and AP song there? How did that kind of collaboration come about?
We met them because we just by chance ended up doing a show in Wellington. It was like the Vice Christmas party. So we met at the airport and then we were just hanging out.
Oh, crack up.
Yeah. That's just literally it. Like, we were just hanging out and then we got to the hotel. Then we went to chill in their room and then Carl played them the beat and then they just furiously like wrote these verses in like 30 minutes.
That's so cool.
And that was that.
Yeah. And then we performed the song the same night.
That's so good.
It was fun. Yeah.
I think that's like such a special thing that we have in New Zealand because we're small. You can just run into people and
honestly,
be like, hey, do you want to make a track together? And it just happens kind of naturally a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like at that moment they were just like, collaborating with heaps of people and they were like super excited to work on new stuff as well. So it was just the perfect timing.
Yeah, we were just saying that we did this song, I think, just when Ready or Not dropped, so it was like good timing before they got like bombarded with all their things
famous.
That they do.
You've kind of collaborated with some very cool people in different facets on this record. You just put out a music video last week as well for Somebody Else. Can you tell us a bit about this one? Because I think it's such a great visual to go with the whole kind of vibe of the record, first of all. But you've got some good friends kind of helping you out behind the scenes there.
Definitely. Yeah, that was our first music video that we ever did, like, ourselves and put it out ourselves and stuff. So it was like, it was really mean because we were privileged enough to get funding from NZ on there. So we were able to, like, recruit all our friends.
Yeah.
And then, so the video was directed by Casey Yeo, Ryan Mitta, and then Abby Gamet did the Sims animations. Casey did all the editing and the, what do you call it? The other animations that are not the Sim ones. It was really fun, honestly, and shout out to Lisa After Hours because she's always like so accommodating and
that we recorded it at.
Oh cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a really cool chance for all of our friends to get together and kind of have like big collaborative process on like one thing, so it was really it was really cool. Everyone got to have their like little input and whatnot. And it was cool to have some I was going to say collabs, but collab's the wrong word. Cameo.
Cameos. From some Auckland icons.
It's definitely worth going to watch if you haven't seen it already. It does involve you guys as the Sims, which I relate to hard. I also feel it was like people had different lockdown experiences, but one of my friends just spent the whole time playing Sims.
Oh
and
God.
She was like, I am a Sim now. We're all Sims.
Literally. You start to like think about it when you're like going to the fridge. You're like, am I actually wanting to go to the fridge? Or is like someone telling me?
Is my health level going down? So tell us a little bit about Dragon Fruit as a whole project, because obviously it's a long-term labor of love, but the sound is very fresh. It sounds really like contemporary, and it sounds very much like an exciting kind of new moves for you guys as well. How do you feel about this as a whole project?
How do you feel, Carl?
As a project, I'm really stoked with how it came out, to be honest. I feel like it was, when we were writing, around that time when we were writing songs, we were just writing so many songs. I feel like we were really excited to be playing live shows. And at that time, we were, like, just about to play Laneway, and we were, like, getting interviews and stuff. And so I feel like it was a really exciting time in our lives, and we really wanted to make something that felt, like, big and kind of showed all the different styles that we were interested in. And so, and I feel like it kind of achieved that. And I guess as a project, we kind of got into this idea of like, as listeners listening to it, as each song plays, it kind of throws you in a different direction. You kind of get a sense for all the different influences that we had. So I'm really glad of, I'm stoked with how it came out. I feel like it feels like a cohesive project, and each track kind of like takes a little bit of a left turn and hits you by surprise. So
I feel that. I feel like every track is like, you can tell it's by the same people, but I feel like it sounds really different and covers a scope of different, I guess, like things we've been through or whatnot. So I'm really proud of it. And
And how do you guys feel like your writing as a duo has changed over the course of your sort of like making and performing and stuff? Because you have such a nice symbiosis to the way that you work, and I think you can totally hear it in the tracks. But do you think that you've had any like changes to the process for you both?
Yeah, I reckon. I feel like it's become, because it's always been collaborative, but like the lines have gotten a lot more blurry as we go forth. Because I feel like when we first started, it was like Carl be like, I made these beats, and I was like, all right, I'll write some stuff to it, and then give each other feedback and whatnot. But now it's like there's no rules anymore.
I guess like after we released our first EP Vacation and we started playing shows a lot, we were kind of the songwriting process kind of became much more collaborative. Mm. And I was kind of making, instead of making, I don't know, like 5 or 6 beats and like really working on them really hard and bringing them to you, I'd work on like a million beats at once.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of go through each and every one and talk about like, how could we flesh this out into a full song, and what's the vision for this, you know? Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, it's definitely become a lot more collaborative. And like, I don't know, Yeri will do some production and like I'll write some of the vocal lines and that kind of thing.
Cool.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot more back and forth now, which is really fun. Yeah.
It must be so nice to have like such an established friendship alongside, you know, working together as musicians, because then you can just bounce off each other so easily.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm glad we've got to this point where we know each other so well and we're like so familiar with like, each other's workflow, because like, yeah, you can kind of just like drop our egos at the door when we like work on music, you know, and just kind of like drop everything. And I don't know, it's hard when you're like working on music with new people and you're like, are they gonna like this? Like, we really know like each other's tastes now, and so fun to like bounce ideas off each other.
So it's awesome that you've been getting nice feedback about this, but like, what are you hoping for with this record? Have you got kind of goals? Do you want to just be able to tour it? Do you want to like just hope people listen to it? What's the vibe?
Well, yeah, touring and listening are definitely things that we were like hoping people or like hoping we can get from this. I don't know. I hope people are excited to hear more, because we've got a lot more to come.
We've got lots more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have any expectations. We are doing our first ever like EP release headline-y show thingy. We're doing one in Auckland and Wellington in early December.
Cool.
So that's like our first time doing a little tour.
Mm.
So that'll be cool. I hope people come. And,
I'm sure they will.
We'll come.
Thank you.
We'll be there. But yeah, no expectations. I'm just like happy that we're able to keep making music and putting it out, to be honest.
I'm glad that people are listening to it and enjoy it, and that there is some kind of audience for it.
some kind of audience out there.
It's cool to know that, like, I don't know, no matter what you put out now, at least someone's going to listen to it.
Yeah, and
know,
even so if like, there's just, like, one person vibing really hard by themselves in their room, like, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think because we've all been that person vibing really hard on somebody's project, you're like, I know what it means to have that one, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, it's such a pleasure to have you guys in the studio, Yeri and Carl, a.k.a. Imugi. If people want to get Dragon Fruit, where's the best places for them to go?
If you type Imugi, I-M-U-G-I. You will find us. Our EP is available on all streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, all that good stuff.
YouTube to
mp3.com. Yeah, someone upload a torrent of it, please.
That's on LimeWire.
Straight up.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Just always a pleasure. It's nice to see you as well. Last time we chatted, it was in lockdown and we were on the phone, which was great, but it's just good to be able to see people in person, eh?
It's been really fun. Thanks for having us.
Hard out.
Cheers.
Well, we're going to listen to Reflections now. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
Thank you very much.
Visualize, you're standing at the entrance to an old temple that resembles a place you're from, far away. Feel the warmth that rises from the smooth stone steps up the soles of your feet, your legs, behind your thighs. The warmth of its gravity grounds you as you release a sigh. The realm of the divine feminine is untainted by inner demons and their tales of envy. You brush your fingers along the ivy as you understand this is the temple. Clouds delicately shaped.
shroud the world below. You are in a higher place, unseen by mortal eyes. Gaze upon this temple in the sky. The air you breathe here is cool without fear. Though you are alone, you are assured that you are your own. Clay with precision, fluid movements like your boneless. The forms you create are endless.
The next altar, a bronze tongue, becomes aware inside your mouth. You bite our tongues until the roots to our anger numb. Swallow each unsaid syllable, climbing down your body. Split you down the metal, fingers ease a little.
Without uncertainty, that senses your certainty. I hear something calling me. Was yourself calling your name. Tread softly into the garden of shame. Bad seeds become to glorify.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.